AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in counties affected by major flooding this week across the state. In Miami, here's ABC's Victor Oquendo.
Part of Interstate 95, that major north-south artery, shut down due to flooding. Crews using vacuum trucks, racing to clear debris from storm drains across the area. Driving simply treacherous.
I could not see behind me or in front of me, so we need to drive very slow.
Air travel snarled. More than 1,000 flights delayed or canceled entirely at South Florida Airport.
Extreme heat in the Southwest now making its way to the East Coast. President Biden sitting down with the leaders from the 7 richest democracies in the world, Ukraine and Gaza dominating talks at the G7 summit in Italy. Former President Donald Trump returns to Capitol Hill today for the first time since that rally he held for his supporters before they stormed the Capitol January 6th. He'll meet with congressional Republicans. This is ABC News. The ACLU is going to court challenging President Biden's executive order turning back most migrants seeking asylum. The suit says the order runs counter to laws already on the books. One of the biggest religious communities in the country is taking a stand against IVF.
Delegates to the Southern Baptist Convention have endorsed a statement which opposes the use of in vitro fertilization, or IVF. At issue is the number of embryos that are generated in the IVF process, in which embryos are sometimes destroyed. The resolution, which is not binding, instead urges families to use other reproductive technologies or to consider adopting children or unwanted frozen embryos. The Southern Baptists are the nation's largest Protestant denomination. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you prefer traveling by rail instead of road, you're in good company. Amtrak now says it expects ridership this year to top pre-COVID levels and break the record of 32.3 million passengers in 2019. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ellis Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump and current First Lady Jill Biden are both coming to Wisconsin. Jill Biden will be in Green Bay on Thursday to meet with local seniors and launch a new initiative, Seniors for Biden-Harris. Trump will be in Racine a few days later. Our battleground state has been a popular destination for both Biden and Trump in 2024, who will fight to win key points here in Wisconsin in November. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high-poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers rally for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers were 0 for 24 with runners in scoring position.
Then in the bottom of the sixth, Willie Adames was at the plate. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone at the scoreboard for Willie. It's pouring down rain now.
The ball traveled 448 feet as the Crew held on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Adames on the Brewers' five-run rally.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, these big guys, they did the job there just to starting everything for us. And after that, we just carried the momentum and, you know, we scored some run for the support for the pitchers there.
The Crew with the day off. NBA Celtics win again, 106-99 over the Mavericks in Dallas. Boston up now 3-0 in the NBA Finals. NFL, Packers wrapping up their three-day minicamp. They'll be back in 5 weeks for the start of the season with training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday.
It's 67 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You switched up the mics on me again.
I didn't touch them. This is the microphone that was sitting in front of me when I sat down. Now you're not on.
I'm talking like crazy.
Got to rearrange the studio every single day.
I know, what the hell is going on in here?
I have no idea. What do they do here at night? Is there a party going on here every night?
There was a party going on.
Was
here.
There? Really? What was the party?
Well,
we weren't invited.
Jorge's show is always a party. He has Mad Unity on late Wednesday
okay,
nights.
Okay, that explains everything.
So he sabotaged the morning show. You know, I had this great new open.
Did
that
you?
I debuted and no one heard it.
Well, you want to start over again?
No.
Let's do that.
No.
Start the show over?
Yeah, just start it over. Why not?
It was really a clever line. I think it's dead now.
Okay.
All right, let's forget it.
92.7 WMDX.
Let's start it again next year or something.
The John and Gordy Show, the family show.
Yes.
It's underway for this Thursday. A rainy start.
I want to start off here.
What?
With a critic of the program.
Wait a minute. Wait.
This guy.
Right out of the box?
This guy is always criticizing the program, and we want to know who he is. All we know is his number.
Okay.
The last four digits of his number.
Well, what did he say? Is he texting in? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
With bad comments?
Always. Always a bad comment. Always a nasty thing to say.
Well, at least he's listening.
What?
He's paying attention.
I want to get his perspective, and we really love his comments.
I do. Okay, I was wrong. I guess he has said one thing that is positive. The one thing that he does love that he has texted in about is that he loves your political rants, John.
Oh,
he says that they're the meat of the show.
All right, there
he's
you go.
Definitely something wrong with this guy.
Well, now I like him.
Oh,
keep it coming.
Oh, great.
even though he said, what was the half hour?
In the comment
he didn't,
from
he
yesterday?
He didn't like the interview with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba can do a program all by himself and be entertaining, and then he comes on our show, and suddenly it's the worst half hour in radio.
well, he just didn't like it, I
maybe,
guess.
Maybe we killed Schwabba's career just by being on this program.
Well, I hope not.
Just
Pete's
bored
a good guy.
To death.
Wouldn't want that. Has he had other negative comments?
He's a big critic. I love it. Any feedback at all is wonderful.
Constructive criticism.
But that's it.
It's all welcome.
That's it. You said it right there.
Yeah. Well,
constructive criticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what it's all about.
And we really like that here.
Sure we do. Some showers.
I mean, boy, we're devastated all day long after that constructive criticism.
Yes, right.
We have a hard time functioning the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But keep it coming.
That's okay. We're used to it. kind of. Rain this morning. Man, we had some pretty good thunderstorms about, 45 minutes ago? They were rolling through the city here.
I've got kind of a little complaint about the weather radar. You know, everybody has it on their phone now, some weather app of some sort. But now they're including the lightning in the radar, and it really looks devastating. It looks like there's, you know, the end of the world is approaching. And all it is just a few flashes here and there. And,
well, lightning, you know, you want to know where it is. And,
but it looks like it's coming and it's ready to destroy and sweep through the city and wipe it out.
Hey, that's the world, you know, of weather. It's, you know, life on the razor's edge. Laugh in the face of death.
That's
and,
why
you know, just go for it.
That's why you got out of it.
That's
way
why I
tense,
got out of it.
Right?
20 years was enough. Yeah, we leave that to Brittany Merlot. We'll talk to her later on.
She seems so happy for, you know, the devastating weather that we've been getting lately.
She does?
Yeah.
Really?
She's bright.
Yeah, you got to be optimistic. Well, there's always a silver lining in every dark cloud, John.
Oh,
you
know? There
so
it is.
There
another
you go
weather,
with the weather thing.
Weather reference.
I got a
super.
Million of them. Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about the weather right now? The rain has stopped downtown.
Yeah, it has.
For now, anyway. Yeah. And the clouds are kind of starting to move away.
Well, it looks like they're off to the east now.
Okay.
From our view of State Street.
Is that looking east that way?
That's east, southeast.
Is it?
Way.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, State Street is east-west.
Okay.
More or less. How was it driving through the rain?
Because
it was
more or less.
It was really coming down here, and like, you know, if you're in the basement of a house when somebody flushes the toilet, the sound of the water going through the pipes.
Yes,
it was like that, but way amplified with because we're on a big building with a flat roof. It's a parking garage.
Yeah.
And there must be like pipes routing the storm water back down to the street.
Yeah.
And it was just like coursing through the walls.
Wow.
It was it was kind of wild.
That's cool.
It's the lifeblood of this building.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad driving in. The worst of it was over by the time I was driving through. So
yeah,
but
it was ended by the time I started driving in.
And it's in the mid-60s now, mid to upper 60s currently. Let's see what the high temperature will be today.
All right.
It's good because it's going to be warm and humid. I know that. So,
I know we replaced the marble on the weather roulette wheel.
Well, yeah, well, I think it's still in replacement because now we're going to use the, you know, the lottery balls.
Oh, they haven't.
The lottery balls.
They haven't polished the marble enough, I guess. Okay, let's go.
Are we ready to fire it up?
I think the balls are ready.
The balls are ready. Ready.
There they go. All right. First number coming up. Here we go.
Ooh.
First number is 8. Second number is a 3. 83 degrees for a high today.
That's hard to
it's
imagine.
Amazing, isn't it? It's accurate every single day.
It does the work.
We'll have to ask Brittany if she's ever, you know, experienced the lottery weather balls.
I don't think she can afford it.
It's a very expensive machine.
We have saved our entire career to get the weather balls.
Okay, so I can't even look at it right now.
Okay.
Oh man.
I thought we got a great deal on it. We bought it at a surplus auction, John.
Well, like I was just trying to make it sound like it was better than it was. So.
Okay. Oh, hey, let's do the National Day calendar. Why can't we? All right. Let's see. What's in the National Day calendar today?
What's going on today? What day doesn't belong in the National Day calendar?
Damn it.
All of them, really.
Sorry. Let's see. First up, is it or is it not Golf Cart Day? Random Acts of Light Day. Is it National Blueberry Muffin Day? How about Kitchen Klutzes of America Day? Weed Your Garden Day? Sewing Machine Day? Or Career Nurse Assistance Day? What day
is Sewing Machine Day is not the day.
Well, you are wrong, John Peterson. Sewing Machine is today. Wow. Sewing Machine Day today.
All right. Well, you slipped one by me on this one.
Yeah, I got you.
Got me this time.
Sam, do you care to?
I don't think it's Blueberry Muffin Day, is it?
You are correct, sir. Oh, right. You got another shiny new dime.
Always.
Credited to your dimes. What am I going to do with them?
Well, I don't know. You know, you can make a little collection of them. Who
put
knows?
Them in the jar when we mention Thelonious Trump.
Don Sorleone.
Yeah, that guy. That guy. Let's talk about Golf Cart Day. Why would we need a day just to celebrate the golf cart? Well, let's see. June 13th, we celebrate National Golf Cart Day as a day that pays tribute to the evolution of the golf cart.
There's an evolution of it. God. Well, yes, it's so much better now than the old days.
Sorry. Golf cart. Yes, let's see. Let's see what the deal is. The golf cart is small. We know what it is. It's a small motorized vehicle originally crafted to carry golfers and their clubs around the golf course. No kidding. Its history is fascinating, remaining a key tradition in the sport. Today, golfers and non-golfers alike enjoy the flexibility and versatility of the vehicles to carry oneself around the golf cart. Let's get to the history.
It kind of takes exercise out of golf. If there was any exercise in golf at all.
Uh-huh. Well, the Dolan brothers. I don't know. It just says the Dolan brothers. 1954 in Augusta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. They were the first company to build golf carts. So for over 70 years, that company was the world leader and global manufacturer of golf carts. Let's get this. They have luxury golf carts that go for $69,000.
Holy. Wow.
They have lithium batteries. $69,000.
It's a little on the heavy side.
Oh, wait, now, even listen to this. Mm-hmm. The most expensive single golf cart, you know, this is a custom-made golf cart, was made for somebody in Dubai, $1.2 million for a golf cart. So I don't know what it had. Let's
Gold?
See. Encrusted with diamonds.
There you go.
The buyer remained anonymous. Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what Trump thinks of electric golf carts with how he hates EVs.
Yeah. Well, he rides around in them.
That's
pretty
exactly
much every
right.
Day.
Are you still on the page
right.
for that one?
Yes, I am.
I think it was further down on there. I was reading this. I thought it was hilarious. Lyndon Johnson had a golf cart, an armored golf cart, because he was the president, that he drove around the White House grounds. And you know what he called it?
No.
What? The Beast.
The Beast.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, there's a page after page on this stuff. Okay.
That's crazy.
We don't really need to know that much.
Now, all I picture when I picture a cart is Trump riding one.
Right.
I mean, that's the picture
that
I always have now.
Yeah, that image of him doing it, because he did it all the time.
All the time. He doesn't do anything else but get in the golf court.
Well, he's got some court dates in between, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, court dates and golf carts.
Random acts of light day. What could that possibly be?
I can't imagine.
Encourages us to bring light to the darkness of cancer. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Light the Night Walks. They have a fundraising campaign, and that's called Random Acts of Light to bring awareness and to the importance of providing cures for cancer. So that is today. Yeah. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. Kitchen Klutzes. Look at this picture. This lady.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. What she's got a blender, and it's going all over the place.
No cover on the blender. That's always a good start.
Yeah. Let's see. How much time do you have? Kitchen Klutzes are the people who set out with the intention of being like Gordon Ramsay or Julia Child as they open up the cookbook, because they place the mixing bowl and ingredients in the counter. They imagine knife cuts as swift as Wolfgang Puck or Bobby Flay. But quickly it all dissolves and smoke billows from the oven, and they mistake salt for sugar. Kitchen Klutzes.
It happens. Everybody's a kitchen klutz every once in a while.
That's
you're right.
Right. Yeah. So we salute you, kitchen klutzes, klutzes today.
It's all
I don't know if we have time for this next one.
It's all part of the plan.
What we got here?
The challenge to get into the kitchen and do something creative.
It's National Weed Your Garden Day. Have you got a garden going this year?
Yes, we do. We have a garden.
Vegetable garden?
Vegetables.
Oh, wait. Yep. This might be the wrong kind of weed your garden.
Oh, wait. That's right. We should definitely weed the garden.
Okay. Back with more of the National Day calendar and history coming up on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and on your social media dial, all over Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. X as well.
Are we on X?
Have you noticed we're talking X now, right? We're getting used to referring to X as X.
You think so?
Yeah. For many years, I've been saying Twitter X.
How long do you think we're going to need to refer to it at all? How long do you think it's going to be before Elon completely crashes it into the ground?
I don't think that's going to happen, no matter how he has destroyed it in every way, shape, or form. Fired people.
He's tried
talked
to.
Down to people, tried to censor people.
Right.
And try to put people on that are basically megas. Solid megas. It's not working. It's, you know, I'm still there. I see a lot of the people that I follow on there. I think it's going to be there for a long, long time. It's hard to destroy. It's really one of the best apps ever made. And they've always doom and gloomed it. Even before Elon.
Right.
It's never going to make it.
Yeah, it's garbage. It's just a bunch of crap.
It's going to fade away.
Yeah.
It hasn't done that.
No. No, all the news services use it. A lot of the reporters use it. Of course, all the politicians use it. And
I've tried Substack, but it's just Substack is a little more difficult to maneuver.
Is it?
We got to get you on TikTok, John. I keep telling you this.
That's right. TikTok before it goes away. We should at least learn and learn how to use something that will be gone.
Yeah. Let's get back to the National Day calendar so we can get going here.
Let's wrap it up.
Push things forward.
Could we wrap it up, please?
Moving forward, as we say.
All right.
National Weed Your Garden Day. Yes. One of the best tips you'll ever get is to stay in control of your garden, John, especially the weeds. You say you have a vegetable garden? What kind of vegetables do you grow?
We've got peppers, hot peppers, mostly hot peppers, and tomatoes.
Mm.
And the one thing, weeds...
Yeah.
Not much of a problem if you got a little mulch on there, but I tell you what, the rabbits, if I could just destroy all the rabbits in this town, I would. I would just clean them, wipe them out, release the foxes.
Can't you just put a fence around your garden?
Put the foxes in every neighborhood, and we'd be good.
Can't you just, put some wire fencing up around?
You can, but
It doesn't work?
And the other thing with the rabbits... is my little Kraken dog, my 1-year-old border collie.
Yeah, I like Steve.
You're just looking out the window constantly waiting for the rabbits to just sit there in the garden just chomping away on some weed.
It's irritating, isn't it?
Yes. I don't like rabbits, and I don't want rabbits around anymore.
Okay. Back to gardening.
Who cares about weeds?
I don't know.
It's rabbits.
It's National Weed Your Garden Day, so somebody cares. Giving daily attention to your garden makes it easier to maintain. Weeding 5 or 10 minutes a day, they say, makes the job even bearable. It might be even enjoyable.
It sounds like somebody doesn't have a life if they're going to do that every day.
Get out there and weed your garden today, okay? Yeah.
All right.
Sam, do you have a garden at your place or any gardening?
My landlord, he's like working on redoing the whole backyard, and he's built some raised beds.
Yeah.
But they're not raised up far enough, and so he has a problem with rabbits too.
Yeah.
He's been gone for a few weeks on like a work trip, and they ate all of his plants.
Oops.
Yep. The rabbits.
Okay.
You thought I was exaggerating. I am not exaggerating.
Okay. Well, it's fine.
They're destroying
whatever.
This city.
I'm sorry to hear that. I have space for a garden at my new place that I moved into
in
Madison.
Yes.
I have no idea about gardening at all. There are a bunch of thistles in there. There's a bunch of crap in there. I don't know what to do with it. Yeah. Why don't you come over and,
we'll get
bring some garden.
She's the gardener.
Good.
Yeah, she knows what to put in there.
It's National Sewing Machine Day. Each year on June 13th, we celebrate the invention of the sewing machine. It's kept us in stitches for 150 years. I'm just reading it. Yeah. I didn't write it.
Yep.
Before the invention of the sewing machine, tailors and sewists created clothing by hand, one single stitch at a time. Can you imagine what a revolutionary item the sewing machine was when it came on board?
You know, the amazing thing is one of my kids wanted to make his own superhero costume, and then he asked us if we could buy a sewing machine for him.
No kidding.
And I said, what? Sewing machines are kind of complicated and big and heavy and, a monstrosity to put in your room. The thing is, I did not know that the technology is there for these sewing machines. They're computerized now. They're very small, lightweight.
High tech. Absolutely.
And it's like nothing now.
That's pretty slick.
It is very slick.
I've got like a cheap one from the 60s that I got for $2 at Goodwill.
Have you used it? Did you try
it?
I have
used it a couple times.
No kidding.
Dump it.
You know how to do a sewing?
No, dump it. No, well, the technology has completely replaced the
I'm awful at hand sewing, John, so if I need to like sew up my pants or something, I'd much rather use the machine.
Okay, well, if you know how to use a machine now, they made it very easy to use these machines.
Sure.
Apparently.
Do you know who received the first patent for the design of the sewing machine way back in 1790?
I forgot his name.
Well,
was the guy named Singer by any
chance?
No, really?
Good guess, though. Thomas Saint received the first patent. Mm. He intended his design to sew on leather and canvas, but never advertised it. No evidence that his design actually ever made it. And then it took till 1874. Yeah, a whole bunch of years. 85 years later, William Newton Wilson founded Saints. He found the drawings and made some adjustments and built the first sewing machine. So that's the history of that.
All right.
Nobody cares.
No one cares.
One more here real quick. National Career Nurses Assistance Day.
Mm-hmm.
These are not nurses. They're nurse assistants. Okay. Nursing assistants work in hospitals and nursing homes alike, and we salute them today, performing everyday living tasks for elderly, chronically ill, or rehab patients who cannot care for themselves.
Oh, okay.
Nursing assistants, yes, they provide a valuable service in the medical
field.
Are they the ones you
first see when you go to the doctor's office?
Sure,
Blood pressure? They're the assistants, right?
They are. I think they are, yeah. Take your blood print. Now they just put a little thing on your finger and boom.
Well, that's the oxygen level.
Well, you get your oxygen level and pulse there, I think.
You do?
I think so. Yeah, that little thing they put on your finger. Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
I bought my own blood pressure machine.
Yeah, I got one too. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I've got a couple of them.
Oh.
Well, I had a stroke a few years ago. No kidding.
Yeah.
And after you do
that. So you do that on a normal basis?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Kind of check it or once in a while. Yeah, just to see. Been pretty good since some medication kicked in. Heavily
so
medicated pretty much every day.
All day. First thing in the morning.
Explains that, yeah. Hey, how about cracking open the history book? We got time or no?
We got about a minute. We can start it here.
Rip through it, man.
All
open the book.
Let's go. Are you familiar with the Miranda rights?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, the case that established the Miranda rights was handed down today. Miranda v. Arizona ruled that you need to be read your rights if you're being arrested.
1966.
Mm-hmm. 1966. The next year, Thurgood Marshall was nominated to the Supreme Court on this day. The first black Supreme Court justice.
That's right.
It was a pretty big deal.
It is. Yeah. It was, yes. And?
Trying to cue up music. this is big. You're probably big on this, Gordy. New York Times started publishing the Pentagon Papers today in 1971.
Yes. Remember that? Daniel Ellsberg.
Yes.
Yeah, releasing the Pentagon Papers. That was such a huge deal. Yes. Way back, when was that? 1960?
71.
Okay. Hey, we're just getting started. Coming up later, We've got Peter Keating going to talk about the naked bike ride. We are going to get naked during
the
interview.
So turn on one.
You'll get to the bottom of it. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A lot of dairy exhibitors already reacting to the announcement earlier this week that Wisconsin will require testing of lactating cows going to county fairs and exhibitions. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Of course, this will impact county fairs, but it also impacts exhibitors. They're trying to make decisions right now on whether they're going to take those dairy cattle to the shows or keep them home. One of those, Stacy Copenhafer. She's a dairy cattle exhibitor from Waniwak, and she said right now she's just trying to get her facts straight about this new requirement.
I got in contact with my vet. I'm waiting on a call back because she actually had no idea about the testing. So I'm kind of stuck there too, waiting on a call back today when we figure out what the price is going to be, how long the wait period is. I got a couple heifers out last night for the first time, a little chaotic, kind of hoping that they can go, but kind of just sitting and waiting for a couple of days. And then if it doesn't work out, I might just have beef cattle at the fair.
That's Stacy Copenhafer. She is a dairy cattle exhibitor, just trying to figure out how she'll be able to still show dairy cattle with the new requirement effective June 19th that lactating dairy animals must be tested negative for the high path avian influenza before they're allowed to show. Remember, more details on that available through the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. We've also got details up on ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. Market's a little mixed as we get started on a Thursday morning. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
No change on barrel or butter prices yesterday. The 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter at 193 and three quarters. This morning, December corn is up 2 at 470. November beans currently down 2 at 1145. July wheat up 2 at 619 a bushel. The fluid milk class 3 that goes into cheese for July up 11, 2071 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Music and more music. It's Make Music Madison, June 21st. I'm Terry Barr. Here's director Mary Rose Eckberg.
We have a very dedicated group of hosts and musicians in Madison. So over time, we've just really grown into be kind of a powerhouse in the make music scene across the world.
Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay at the Maximum Inc. radio stage on State Street, June 21st, 3 to 9. Made possible by Ian's Pizza, Red Star Audio, Music Makes a Difference, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Smiling Eddie's Auto Repair Shop. If your car is having engine trouble, bring it on down to Smiling Eddie's, where this week only you'll save 20% on a free estimate.
That sounds like a really good deal.
It's fantastic. Smiling Eddie. He is always smiling.
Well, he's got the Eddie's wine.
Yeah. So no, that's... Wait, yeah, he does have Ed's wine.
Ed's wine, yeah.
Eddie, he's just like TV Lenny. He's diversified into many markets.
Yes, yeah.
He owns Madison.
He does. Eddie.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Check us out on the Civic Media app.
Yes,
you can contact us there. You can critique the program if you'd like.
A little bit later on, we're going to find out about the Madison Night Market. We're going to be there tonight. It happens downtown here, State Street.
That was a big success the last time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It looks like all the wet weather is out of here now.
Yep.
And clear skies, at least clearing out right now. Sunshine and mid-60s.
Are you
going to
hang around this
83?
Time at the booth? You going to just kind of be out there with us?
I'll be there. I was there almost the entire time last time. I kind of got out the last hour.
You know, we had a lot of fans down there the last time. A lot of people wake up to our show.
Yeah.
And they wanted photos with both of us in it. And you didn't appear interested.
I don't like to be photographed. I shy away from the camera.
That's why we should make the life-size cutouts with your heads.
I think that would be great.
So like where people can stick their own head in and take a picture.
That's right.
Why don't you make one of those in shop class next time you?
I will do that, Gordy, just for you.
Our booth, our tent, will be right across our. What? God. It's not a tent?
No, it's not a tent.
It is a tent.
Well, they'll arrest us. If we put up a tent down there, they'd arrest us.
Let's try. Let's see what happens. It's right across from the station, right across the street on State Street. You know, last time there was, there were a ton of tents around.
We couldn't even believe it, right?
Booths.
There's just so many people down here.
Going up to the Capitol and down State Street. Yeah, it was really fun. And, a few performers out there and lots of different varieties.
You know, it wasn't so much us making our appearance there, people stopping by saying, hey, we wake up every morning, you guys. It was more or less the game wheel that Sam made out there on the table.
Yeah, the spinning wheel. The spinning wheel,
well,
I guess.
I don't even know what you would call it.
Spinning wheel.
It's a spinny wheel.
Sure.
Yeah, with stickers. Yeah, actually, yeah.
It used to be the news
wheel. We don't
know
where it is now. It's disappeared. nobody knows.
You've got to get it back together.
It's not in the building. I know that.
No, really?
Somebody borrowed it. They didn't bring it back.
We got to build another one then. We can't do the
build another one.
Yeah, we can't do the night market without the wheel.
We can. We might have to, unless somebody brings it in. The person that borrowed it, maybe he's listening. I know who he is.
Boy.
I don't want to call him out.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to go to plan two, and that is guessing people's weight.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, I do have a backup wheel. It's not as big. It's a smaller kid size, and we thought this would be good for the kids. So we had a lot of kids and adults. Mm. So now, hopefully, we'll have two wheels. So two wheels, no waiting. Because it started to back up. We had 15, 20 people waiting to spin the wheel, and it was too much.
Ridiculous.
So, for a chance to win t-shirts, right? So that night market happens tonight. We're going to talk to Matt Trammell about that. He'll be in a little bit later on. And, of course, Peter Keating is going to come in in our next hour, talking about that naked bike ride.
Sure, not going to ask about a t-shirt, that's for sure.
Okay. There's some, we have some information about the naked bike ride, but we don't know exactly where it's going to take place, right? Yeah, it's a surprise, right?
Yeah, the route isn't listed here at all.
Yeah.
It says nudity is not mandatory. Bear as you dare.
Bear as you dare.
Yes.
Okay. And anything else we'll have to ask Peter about?
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about some of the vehicles used for this. It's not just bicycles. I guess you
can
use other ways of transportation.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I've got a unicycle. Maybe I should bring that.
Are you going to be a participant?
What comes to mind? Is
Oh boy, don't go there. Don't go there.
Unicycle.
How about roller skates? Just roller skates. Would that work?
Well, that would
is
work.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah, sure. That would be fully, whatever, full exposure.
Well,
what if you fall? You know? Oh, geez.
That is not good. No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be talking about the naked bike ride. It happens Saturday somewhere in Madison. We don't know where. We'll find out.
Yes, we will. We'll find out, streets and how long that'll take.
All right.
And, how many photos they'll
allow.
There is a designated public viewing area.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is there really?
Wow. Do you know where it is?
No. Okay. I don't know if that's been announced yet either. I think they keep it under wraps until... until the day before.
Okay.
Yeah, this is out of Madison Minutes from CityCast, and if you can just subscribe to them and get an email from them every day, and you'll find out a little bit more about Madison and what's going on in town.
Right.
You know, little things.
Have you found out anything?
I have found out a few things here that the Madison public pools are all open.
Good.
In the area. That is fantastic news. Out in Middleton as well.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Madison. This scared me at first because I'm thinking, uh-oh, because we have this same law in Middleton, and it's really awful. The city of Madison is considering a halt to its curbside large item collection program.
Oh, no.
For residential properties with 8 or more units to address budget constraints. You know, the beds,
you
see tabletops,
yes.
Everything is out there, right?
Right.
In the bookshelves.
Yeah.
And if you can't leave it out to the curb and get it picked up, what do you do? Oh, it is a nightmare. It really is. You hold on to this stuff forever, and then you load it up into your car or van or truck, whatever, and you try to take it out to the city dump, and then they weigh your vehicle, and then you dump it, and then they weigh your vehicle again, and then they charge you how much that weight is. It's just it's such an inconvenience.
It is.
So if they went to something like this, it would be insane, and everybody's thinking, what about at the end of classes?
Exactly.
Right? Apparently, that is exempt. They call it hippie Christmas, right?
Hippie Christmas.
The large item collections during the college student move-outs in August. Those will still be okay for garbage pickup.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So people will just haul their stuff down here and throw it on top of the piles that are already out there.
Well, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Right?
But
this has been going on for years. Yeah. So... People are allowed in Madison to throw stuff out at the curb and it gets picked up.
Yeah.
In Middleton, it's not like that. You can't do it and you have to go to the city dump and collect all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, for a long time, I still haven't done it, but I've been wanting to make an Instagram page called Abandoned Furniture of Madison.
Mm.
And just as I'm like driving down the road, if I see a couch on the side of the road or a chair or something, take a picture and then post it.
Wow. That's kind of a nice idea.
Yeah.
That's great. Some of the interesting things.
Yeah, sometimes you see it on Facebook Marketplace, just free stuff. You know, it's out on the curb, just an address and a picture. Similar idea.
Now, come
and get it.
What you can do out in Middleton, though, is you can call up the recycling company and have them come out and pick it up, but you have to pay a fee.
Yeah.
And they'll ask for your credit card online and pay it that way.
Out in the country, out in the rural areas, sometimes they just take it out and, make it part of the bonfire, the next bonfire, just to be able to load it up on with a branch. Right? Am I right, Sam?
I've done that back home also.
Get the furniture, just pile it on, bunch of other junk, just light it on.
Yeah, whatever doesn't burn, you just load into a trailer and bring it to the junkyard for scrap metal afterwards.
Well, I don't know. I always thought they just put it in their front yard and let it sit there.
Till it rots away.
Exactly.
Right. My favorite is around campus, the porch couches.
All of
the students who have just a living room couch on their porch or in their yard around a campfire.
Yeah, just leave it out there all the time till it just disintegrates. Yeah.
But anyway, that's a policy they're considering. They'll be looking into that very soon. But again, it's hands off the hippie Christmas.
Who named it hippie
the
Christmas?
The student move-out time in August. I don't know. This is, you know, you find out these little things from Madison Minutes. They know the language. They know
hippie
the lingo
Christmas.
In Madison. I missed that one.
Okay. We'll have to celebrate hippie Christmas.
All right. Now, here's something that I thought, okay, people got to identify with this.
All right.
Climate change is happening. It's being dealt with all across the country by farmers mostly. I mean, they believe in it because they have to, you know, plan their crops accordingly. And some of the crops that they used to plant no longer can handle the climate.
Exactly.
And the wet weather.
Right.
So what's happening now is it's affecting all of us. And the people that deny climate change are creating this huge, expensive mess for the rest of us. And I'm really angry about it. You know, we have to get the reverse osmosis gadgets under our sink now to clean our water so we can drink it at home because they don't care. They don't care about poisoned water. Mm. Particulates in our water. They don't care. Climate change doesn't matter to them. We don't have to take care of the environment. Not at all. And now, get this, climate change-related severe storms have caused losses for insurance companies. And now they're raising their insurance homeowners' premiums.
Of course they are.
To make up for it.
Yes.
For the damage done to these homes.
Right.
So now we're paying more money in. And it's these dumbos out there that keep saying there is no such thing as climate change while we all pay for it out of pocket.
Yeah, insurance rates are going up, like in California where there are mudslides and fires and all that. Some insurance is just way too high now. And people are, you know, trying to scramble to get other insurance policies because these insurance companies are just bailing out, either raising the rates extraordinarily high or just not offering any insurance at all.
Right.
Just, what are people supposed to do?
And it's so strange, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have it. You got to have insurance.
And it wasn't long ago, and I'm thinking maybe 6 or 7 years ago when my homeowner's insurance was around $500 or so. Mm-hmm. Now it's over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite the increase over time.
Yeah, it is.
And it's because of climate change. Mm. All the hail replacing roofs, I think that's one of the big events that everybody always talks about.
But, and they always talk about flood insurance, too.
You have
to have flood insurance.
Yes.
You got to have it.
And we had that big rain about, what, it was 10, well, 5, 8 years ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. That huge flood.
Mm. Yes.
That also raised the rates considerably. You know, one of those one-time events in 100 years, right?
Right. Yeah.
I got insurance 1 year, and it was like a couple of years ago. And they refused my insurance after I bought it. And, you know, a couple months later, I get a notification. They're canceling my homeowner's insurance.
What?
Because I had vines on the outside of my house.
You had vines?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ivy or something
ivy,
growing
yeah.
out
it's
there?
It's like a stone facade.
Sure.
And the ivy is climbing up on them.
And
they refused to insure the house because of the plant life on it, because it's prone to being burned.
Mm.
There's a forest fire or something like that.
Yeah.
Because of forest fires now.
Sure.
Now they're very sensitive to what's close to your house or on your house.
Did you rip the vines off? Did
no
you
way.
Get them
on?
No.
Yeah. No. they would certainly...
you just got a different insurance policy?
You've driven through, like, you know, all these expensive neighborhoods around the lake. They
sure.
have vines all over their damn
exactly,
house.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
I'm surprised they're worried about a forest fire in the middle of Middleton.
Yes, right. I know, right? Right? So it's a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah. It doesn't work. Yeah. The vines are really not good for your walls, though. They kind of help to deteriorate it.
They don't, actually.
No? You don't think so?
No, not on the cement.
No?
Or brick wall. Sure.
Okay.
It just gets messy after a while because, you know, some of the vines die away. And then
they kind of hang in there.
Yeah.
It's looking bad.
Kind of strange. So, but anyway, it was an angry part of my life. You know, I was angry for years.
Still kind of angry.
I am. I'm still living
kind of grumpy. Kind of have an attitude pretty much every day, as far as I...
Well, yeah. It just happens that way. That's, you know... I mean, you have to...
No, you were an angry young man.
I was an angry old man. I'm an old man now.
That's all right. We're used to it.
But I'm always showing that I care. I really care for you.
Okay.
All right.
You know, coming up, Aaron Rodgers is back in the news again, right?
Yeah, this is fun stuff.
What's he up to this time? He's just gone off the rails.
Well, off the rails and out of sight.
Yeah? Nobody knows where he
no
is.
No one knows
supposed
where
to be a training
he is.
Camp.
We're going to get to that in a few moments.
All right. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Rugby ball, winter dog, skiing down on the beach, sports.
Sports. At Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. Quite the extravaganza this morning. We've got sports this time. We never talk sports because
don't.
I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah, pretty much same thing here. I follow the Cubs, but that's about it. And the Packers.
And I hear about that from my wife. She has a Cubs clothing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And if you have any input, anything you'd like to contribute, just give us a call, or you can text us. We do have a show critic, so we're waiting for his next comment.
Mark just called in. I wasn't able to take it in time before he hung up, but feel free to call again, Mark.
608-879-8255.
All right. That's the number. So anyway, we're going to get to this Aaron Rodgers mystery.
What's he doing this time?
He's missed a mandatory minicamp.
He missed it.
Yeah, he missed it, and it looks like he's going to skip minicamp completely now.
But I thought it was mandatory.
Mandatory for the big stars.
Oh, they can just show up if they feel like it.
That's right. You know, NFL Twitter reacts to Jets quarterback missing mandatory minicamp due to important event. That's how it's explained.
Well, what event was it?
It's an unexcused absence. You got to remember that. That's part of the lingo of this story. Colin Coward reports Aaron Rodgers is on vacation overseas this week. Which is why he missed the mandatory camp. Let's listen to Colin Coward's information on this.
Okay.
I was told last night from a source I trust, Aaron's on vacation and it's overseas. I'm also told you'll learn about where he's at tomorrow. Maybe he is at an event, can't believe there's something overseas that would take 7, 8, 9 days. Again, maybe they have a music festival. But the point is, don't be surprised by this. This is sort of what you would expect.
Yes.
Impulsive owner, new GM, coach with a losing record, prickly older at times, arrogant, disconnected quarterback in New York City with a pretty relentless and inarguably massive press corps. This is what you get.
I wonder, Colin. Did he get another darkness retreat on the books? And that's why there's been no reports. Nobody's seen him anywhere. The treehouse that he goes into for the darkness retreat just opened up. And, hey, this is your time. You paid for it. You got to go. I don't know. That counts as an event, right?
And like you said, didn't he tell us months ago, get all the distractions out of the way, be all about football? It makes him look hypocritical, like Nick said. It looks like insubordination. Do you think this helps Robert Saleh have more authority with the other players?
No.
This is terrible. I almost think the Jets, I almost think they should have been like, let's just say it's excused. Let's just say because this is a bad look. But it probably was so frivolous, his reason, that they couldn't justify saying.
Okay.
Saying something.
Okay.
All right. So you can see, you know, people are going absolutely crazy.
One of the stories that I read was that he, like, said that he was going to be gone, and they, like, approved that he was going to be gone for one day of this training or something. Not the whole, like, 7, 8, 9 days.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, that's how it's evolved at this point.
Well, he's Aaron Rodgers. Let's, you know.
He can do
anything he wants.
You are so right about that.
What are they going to do? Fine him?
They can't do that. He's a superstar.
He's got a gazillion dollars anyway. He doesn't care.
According to What's Right show, Nick Wright, he said this about Aaron Rodgers. I kind of like this.
Yeah.
I know some folks think that any Aaron Rodgers criticism is about a vaccine decision from 4 years ago. That's basically only Aaron and what he's still talking about. But when in reality, it's about him being one of the phoniest, most disingenuous athletes of our life.
Zing.
Yeah, there you go. And we are so thankful not to have him in Green Bay anymore.
Right.
Right? I've never been able to say that about Brett Favre. I always liked Brett Favre. He played with energy like a little kid out in the football field. I always liked Brett Favre. Yeah. Even no matter what he did later, I think he was fun to watch.
Yes.
But Aaron Rodgers, a loser.
He's on his own planet. He's in his own universe.
Yeah.
He's in a bubble somewhere. Who knows? And we don't care anymore.
Right, exactly. You know,
just, okay.
Yeah.
What's new?
He can jump on the Trump bandwagon all he wants, right?
Care. Yeah. Isn't he running for vice president or something? No, he didn't get selected for Bobby Kennedy, Jr.
Yeah.
He was on the list, but he didn't get it.
Wasn't crazy enough. Have any brain worms.
He didn't have a worm in his brain.
Not enough his brain was eaten. That's pretty. Yeah, I got to tell you this, though. I went to my email, and there was an email from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't remember subscribing to this.
Okay.
But he's got a daily email he sends out. The GOP's attacks on birth control. Toyota apologizes for falsifying tests. An amazing art video. What I'm reading. Cyndi Lauper sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun. This is the email he sent yesterday.
No, he's very cool. Kareem, I'm going to get on his email. He's very, he's on top of a lot of issues.
He is.
Yeah. But Aaron Rodgers, maybe he'll go on the Pat McAfee show and tell everybody what he's up to. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Will McAfee actually have him back on the show?
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought he kicked him off
For a while. But I don't know if they've patched things up or if ESPN was all very upset about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They wanted him back on.
They didn't want him on. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Did they want him on or
I
not?
I think they wanted him off because of some dumb thing that Aaron did. I can't pick out which one it is right now, but they kicked him off. And maybe they patched it all up. I don't know.
God, what happened to this person,
I don't know.
We really liked him. He dated the one of the stars in Newsroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was a comedian on The Daily Show for a while.
I don't know who you're talking about.
She did segments on there, and then she was on Newsroom, which was a fantastic TV show.
Okay. And, I don't know who that was.
I can't remember either.
Okay, but he was dating Danica Patrick for a while, the race car driver. Right?
Why don't they tell us how those dates went?
Like a kiss and tell.
I do want to know.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be a crazy conversation, and it's got to be endless entertainment. We're in the entertainment business. We got to know those dates are like with Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Well, okay, coming up, we're just minutes away from finding out what the next keyword is in our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest.
That's nervous.
Right after the top of the hour. Then also, the naked bike ride. That's with Peter Keating coming up.
Yes.
Stay with us.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Madison, it's time to rock the gamma ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Gonna rock it. Gonna rock it tonight.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advanced tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.